the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Welcome to the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast, coming to you from the Row Crop Short Course 2019. We're here with another one of our local guys, a platinum sponsor. We got Mr. Vaughn Cohen with New Day Precision. Vaughn, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
So tell me a little bit about how long you've been with the short course. You've been here for a while. I mean, I know we see you at all of the meetings. You've been here. You've got a big display going on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. So we've been sponsoring this, or I have been, for the last, 6, 7 years, 8 years. I was over here at the Boss Center for the few years. Then we outgrew that event venue, and we moved over to the Cotton Warehouse. And it's a great show over there, and it looks like we're kind of outgrowing that one a little bit. But, yeah, we got a great booth over there. And we brought in a bunch of stands, a bunch of the latest technology, and we're just on display there and got the new monitors, the new downforce closing systems, the new smart depth systems there. So really would appreciate the opportunity to come by.
Yeah, so hey, this is Darren Dodds here with Angus and Vaughn. And just to give you a quick history of the short course, Vaughn's alluded to it, Angus has alluded to it. You know, this thing started years ago. It was in the Bost Extension Center here at Mississippi State for a number of years. And fortunately, the Mill Conference Center opened up for us at just the right time. We were expanding. We were bursting at the seams, and we really needed more space. So we moved over to the Mill Conference Center. 2019, we had 918 people pre-registered for this meeting.
That's crazy.
The very first day, Monday, which normally Monday is a little bit slow at the Row Crop Short Course, Monday we had 600 people through the door. I never thought I'd hear us say this. We need more space at the mill. We need more parking. We need more space for people. But part of the reason that is, this thing is free for folks to attend. And the only way that is through very generous sponsorship from people like Vaughn and others that have been with us for a long time. And precision planting has been an integral part of that for a number of years, as Vaughn alluded to. You know, we had a previous guest on the podcast from Illinois. In 2018, we had a speaker from Precision Planting from Illinois come down and talk about some of the technology that is available on planters today. And I think about 12 or 13, 14, 15 years ago when I came to Mississippi and seeing some of these planters and seeing the changes in that technology that have occurred in that time. And one of the big things I see, Vaughn, maybe you could allude to a little bit, used to be years ago in cotton, you were planting 4 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour, you're trying to get your seed right, whatever that was. We see guys, they run an 8, 9, 10, even faster across these fields, trying to cover as many acres as they can in a day. Why don't you take just a minute and talk about some of the technology available from Precision Planting that allows us to go those speeds across those fields and maintain a consistent population?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the main key factors to high-speed planting, and it seems to be growing more and more as time progresses here, but the first, probably the biggest thing a person has to worry about in high-speed planting is your downforce, making sure that your downforce is properly maintained at high speeds. So the delta downforce system reacts at a fifth of a second on each individual row. So your pinch rows are different than your outside rows of your planter. And then you come to the piece of the VSET 2 meter. This meter was created for actual high speed. So through the years, we've always talked about this 4 mile an hour that Darren mentioned. That was your optimum speed, 4.2, 4.3. These meters, VSET 2 meters, actually like higher speeds. They do better at higher speeds. A couple of years ago, we were planting out in a field by Holly Bluff, and the guy, we were running about 6.5 mile an hour and doing 99.7, 99.6 singulation on cotton. And we said, man, we probably ought to speed up. That's actually really good singulation for cotton. So we sped up and actually went to 99.8 and 99.9 sometimes with speed tubes. So let me talk a little about speed tubes. Speed tubes in conjunction with the VSET 2 allows that seed to be taken all the way below the ground surface and placed at the right place accurately at a high speed. Now, ground conditions play a little bit of a part in this, so you have to be careful. It's a new way of farming. It's a fast, but the efficiency of it, you can take a 12-row planter. If you were thinking about adding another 12-row planter to your operation, so you got a tractor driver, you got a man in there, why not just put this high-speed technology on the planter you got, put your best driver in there, and go with one planter and cover the same amount of acres?
So I'll tell you, you know, again, growing up in West Central Illinois, I grew up in corn and soybean country. So when I came to Mississippi, cotton was a little bit of a different animal for me. But when I grew up, That second knuckle on your index finger was for corn. That's where corn went, where I grew up. I come to Mississippi, and the first knuckle on your index finger was for cotton. So we don't like cotton very deep. We all know you go too deep. Cotton doesn't like to come up. Why don't you talk just a minute about some of the depth control things that are available from Precision Planting, not just for cotton, but for anything, really.
Yeah. So we've got some new technology out. It's been out for 3 or 4 or 5 years now. A product called Smart Firmer. And it reads organic matter, CECs, soil moisture, soil temperature, whether you got too much trash in your trench, whether you have got, if your disc openers are shimmed right and your trench is uniform. So it reads all that and live maps that on your 2020 display from Precision Planting. So along with that, that opens up a new playing field of products that could be used in the planting world. And one of them that Darren mentioned was variable depth planting. It's called Smart Depth from Precision Planting. We are starting to play in that arena a little bit. It's going to be in beta test again because the extremely wet conditions we had for planting in the 2019. So we're actually going to beta test it. I was one of 19 dealers that was able to get this technology on a planter in my local area. And the performance of it was great. You know, when you got a Smart Depth telling you your temperature and your moisture, and then you got a piece of machinery above that row unit telling you exactly where the optimum place is to put that seed, we're finding out that you can have great moisture at 3 inches and minimal moisture at 1.5 inches, and you have that Smart Depth put that seed in those environments that actually come up together. So we're just going after this most optimum moisture and temperature setting, and I think we're going to see a huge change in our planting technology in the future.
So Vaughn, there's something. I guess I'm a cotton guy. I have been for the last 15 years. One of the things I think about, maybe look in your crystal ball a little bit, because some of this is already upon us. You know, you talked about the changes in CEC and as that relates to soil texture in a given field. And I think especially for cotton, we all know that some varieties do really well on a given texture and some may not. So what are some things that may be available to a grower where you could maybe change varieties or hybrids across the same field, some of the split hopper type of stuff that may be available from Precision Planting?
Yeah. So we have a product out there called MSET, and then we also have a product called VSET Select. Both products of Precision Planting, and they can be retroed onto your existing planter. So we have what it looks like. Basically, if you've got a box, 3-bushel box planter, you can take, and it's a 1/3, 2/3 split. And it's got 1 meter, the MSET has got 1 meter down there, and is compatible with speed tubes. So when you're in your sandy dirt on the top end of your field, you might be wanting to plant one hybrid. And on the bottom end in your heavier dirt, you might want to be planting some other hybrid. So we have the capabilities of changing that on the fly, and with the Smart Firmer technology, knowing when that soil change is coming, and through our technology of writing prescriptions and all this, we can know exactly when we need to change that seed. And we had a farmer do it over in the Mississippi Delta this last year, even in our extremely wet conditions, and we seen a 7-bushel yield bump. So this technology is out there. We just need to put it on our planters and start taking advantage of some of this stuff.
You know, as I sit here, I'm definitely not an equipment guy and all this technology guy. I'm just a lowly bug guy. And I hear y'all talking about all this fancy stuff, and all I can think about is hitting a water furrow at 10 mile an hour pulling a 12-row planter. But anyway, no, I know this stuff is good. It's going to help our farmers. And again, once again, we really, really appreciate the sponsorship that y'all provide us each year. And Vaughn, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Yeah, and I would echo that. You know, Vaughn, you've been with us a long time, and with you and our other sponsors are the only way that we've been able to grow this event like we have. And the thing that I think Angus and I are the most proud of is this event's very much a grassroots effort, very local, but we have expanded from just our local growers. We've got attendees from at least 10 different states. We've got speakers from 10 different states. And the only way we can do that is because of the generous sponsorship that we get.
Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it.
And we thank you.
Thank you all.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.